Now it's around lunchtime and I think we're thinking about going for something to eat at Wellington College Festival of Education. I feel really, really privileged. I've spent 4 hours driving here this morning and I'm finally in the presence of Conrad Wolfram, who's had some very interesting and provocative thoughts, especially regarding maths curricula. Now, Conrad, one of the things you were saying earlier is that you believe maths is the means that we use to understand the world. Could you just expand on that slightly?
Well, most things in the world now have a sort of mathematical basis behind them. All the technology of the last, you know, decades really has been based on a fantastic understanding of mathematics. Our world is more mathematical than it's ever been in its history. And so people need to feel maths. They don't need to just work out how to do calculations of a particular thing. They need to get a kind of feeling for maths and the way you get a feeling for history. And that's what we really should be helping people to do at school.
And that tunes in, I mean, very topical, like today, the 23rd of June, centenary of Alan Turing, and all his work about trying to understand, you know, sequences in nature, like the sunflowers. Are you familiar with that sunflower project?
Or... I'm vaguely, but it is certainly a great day to talk about computers being fundamental to maths education. Alan Turing, as you say, a great British icon, who was the person who, in a sense, combined the idea of computing, used mathematics to build computers, and then used computers to work out codes, or to break codes. We should be doing that kind of problem solving today with our children and making sure they can use the best computers to do it. And one of the typical problems I say is, well, what's the best login for your, what's the best password for your login?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, a simple version of Alan Turing's problem, right? How do you avoid getting a password that can be broken?
So, all this in mind, you seem quite fearful that there may be a move to go back to a maths curriculum from the 1950s, and you don't think that's the right way to go.
If we focus maths on the mechanics of calculating, we will have it diverging more and more from the real important and conceptually important and empowered world that we live in. So it is totally wrong to talk about long division as a pinnacle of primary education.
And you said you don't know how to do long division. You never quite understood it.
No, I that's right. I never did long division. It was some process.
Are you not ashamed saying something like that?
Or? Not at all. I reckon I'm not too bad mathematically most of the time. I can problem solve fairly well. There are people who can do it better than I can. But what I do is I learn how to think about the world in a way where I can set the problems mathematically up. I might use a computer or calculator or something to work the results out, and then I figure out whether those results actually hang together and make sense. Whether I happen to know the process for long division, which nobody ever uses nowadays, outside education, is a complete irrelevance.
Or simultaneous equations or any of these other mechanically focused.
Absolutely.
Tests.
What we need, you know, the thing is, people have got confused about the mechanics of calculating as being maths. And actually, maths is a much grander, bigger subject that's much more important. And the mechanics of calculating, we got liberated from that by computers and the outside world. Over the last decades, that's why the outside world is so mathematical. And now we should be doing the same thing in education.
And I wonder if part of the root cause of that might have been this obsession about measuring, say, success, measuring learning progress. And if you can measure how well a child has a skill, like how well they do, forget whether they understand it or where it comes from. Is that, you're nodding your head, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole system of quantifying people's achievements is you know, in need of repair, in the sense that, you know, we quantify on too simple a basis. We then don't have open-ended enough questions, which is what you really face in the real world most of the time. And this is particularly true in maths, right? It's much easier to mark whether you've got a calculation right or wrong than to mark what I would count a good maths question, like what's the best way to represent this set of data? You know, write a program to solve this problem.
It's amazing listening to your responses. I want to go off like in lots of different directions, at tangents. Another thing I was thinking about was you were saying about how you don't necessarily think the better deployment of the curriculum is going to fix this problem.
Maths is unique in the subject. It's the only ancient subject that I can think of where it has fundamentally changed because of machinery. It's not, you know, history and English and things, they may have evolved, but they haven't fundamentally changed. Maths has. The subject matter, the base subject has changed because computers now do the calculating in the outside world, and that's what changes what you can do with it. So it doesn't. If we teach the traditional curriculum of hand calculating, or what I call the history of hand calculating, most of it, however well we teach that, even if we involve computers in teaching that, it's not going to solve that problem.